welcome to the free daily Bible study podcast, a daily journey through the unfolding story of the Bible based on the McShane Bible reading plan. My name is Jacob Gerber, and today's meditation from May 27th comes from Numbers 36. Numbers 36 continues the story that we read back in Numbers 27, when the daughters of Zelophehad petitioned Moses to receive the inheritance that had belonged to their father, since he had died without a male heir to carry on the family's place in Israel. It seems that, as time has gone on, the people discovered another technicality that affected the long-term possession of the land within the half-tribe of Manasseh. The issue is this. While Yahweh did command that the daughters of Zelophehad should possess their father's inheritance in the absence of a male heir, in Numbers 27, verses 5 through 11, the heads of Manasseh realized that if the daughters of Zelophehad married men from other tribes, their inheritance would legitimately and permanently pass to those tribes. Furthermore, during the year of Jubilee, their inheritance would be restored to those other tribes, since the Jubilee only restored property that had been sold temporarily to pay off debts, in Numbers 36, verses 1 through 4. To resolve this issue, Yahweh offered a fairly simple solution. The daughters of Zelophehad could marry whomever they wanted to, so long as those men were from the same clan, in Numbers 36, verses 5 through 8. That way, their inheritance would stay within the clan, rather than passing to another tribe altogether. In these final chapters of the book of Numbers, we have read multiple stories about the preparations that Moses took with Israel to ready them for taking claim to their inheritance. Why was this issue of inheritance so critical to require this much space in the scriptures? And why is this story the final word in the whole book of Numbers? Put simply, the inheritance Yahweh was giving his people was the means by which he would give his people himself. The promised land was the place where Yahweh would dwell with his people. So the land was the means by which Israel would be Yahweh's people and Yahweh would be Israel's God. For the same reason, the final word of the New Testament is the story of the New Jerusalem, in which we will dwell with God in Revelation 21 and 22. The important part of those passages isn't the precious jewels out of which God will build his holy city, but rather the fact that, as the loud voice from the throne announces in Revelation 21 verse 3, "Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God." Christian, as strange as these discussions of the particularities of the inheritance within the clans of Israel may strike you, pay attention and do not miss the point. This is your hope. You stand to inherit Christ so that you may dwell with him forever. And as we read in Revelation 22, verse 2, "He who testifies to these things says, 'Surely I am coming soon.' Amen. Come, Lord Jesus." Thanks for listening to the free daily Bible study podcast. If you're looking for Bible study curriculum for a Sunday school or a small group, check out my book, That You May Know, A Primer on Christian Discipleship. It's a close study of 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John that explores what it means to follow Jesus as a disciple. To learn more about the book or to download the first two chapters as a sample, go to discipleshipbook.com.